Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Family caregivers support their loved ones every day. Now there's a tax credit to help support them. The new Caring for Caregivers tax credit gives Oklahoma family caregivers up to $3,000 in financial relief for expenses like medical supplies and in-home care. If you're caring for a loved one, you've earned this support. Check your eligibility at aarp.org/OK Caregiver Tax Credit. That's aarp.org/OK Caregiver Tax Credit. Paid for by AARP.
Happy New Year to you and to yours. 2025 has arrived. We got to start learning to say and do right 2025. And right here on top of us here in early January, the 5th Cattlemen's Congress is going to be happening at the OKC Fairgrounds. This is the nation's largest beef cattle breeding animal show in North America, for that matter, not just the U.S. The actual show itself, shows and sales get underway January 5th, this coming Sunday. You've got the Gelvy and Balancer Junior Female Show, Texas Longhorn Halter Open Show. You've got the Charley Penn Show, British White Junior Show and Open Show, and the American Speckle Park Association Sale, all on day one. Tyler Norvell, chairman of the board for Cattlemen's Congress, says this is a win-win for the cattle industry and for Central Oklahoma. It brings a lot of economic value to Oklahoma City and surrounding areas.
Whenever the first Cattlemen's Congress in January of 21, the gentleman that was the manager of Cattlemen's Steakhouse called me. And of course, there weren't many people eating out then, and there were so many limitations. And he said, "We had the best night we've had." And I said, "Best night you've had since COVID?" He said, "No, the best night we've had in the history of this restaurant because of your event." And that just put me back. I'm like, oh my, like that's the impact we have. Or we know we're around a $50 million economic impact to Oklahoma City. And if you formulate or calculate in the time of year it is, it's significantly larger than that to these businesses. So the City of Oklahoma City and the Visitors Bureau has been an incredible partner with us. And they said, "We're going to help you stay around because what you do for us." And they've honored that commitment for 5 years now. And it's an incredible relationship.
The 5th Cattlemen's Congress runs this weekend through the 16th of January. All the information on Cattlemen's Congress available on their website, cattlemenscongress.com. Now, let's go back to the end of 2024 and the CR that did end up including extension of the 2018 farm law, $10 billion for farm assistance, economic assistance for agriculture, about another $20 billion for disaster assistance. That all came about because G.T. Thompson would not take no when the CR that first came out had no mention of U.S. agriculture.
So, Mr. Thompson, the chair of the Ag Committee, who has spent I don't know how many days on the road with listening sessions. He called out to the agriculture groups over a weekend, not on a Friday afternoon. He called out to them over the weekend and said, "We got to go to work." And agriculture went to work and made its case. And by the end of the weekend, agriculture was back in the fold. And agriculture was one of the priorities that was listed.
Fellow farm broadcaster Jeff Nally talking about how that CR came about that did include agriculture, only after agriculture raised its voice. You've got farm news on Ron.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.